This is a session from eSuccubus.com. Welcome. I hope that you're somewhere where you can listen. And this track may benefit from being relaxed, a little tired, from being in any place where the words in your head are coming a little less rapidly. For me, at least, this kind of thing benefits greatly from, oh, I wish there were enough words to completely fill my head, so that I would interrupt neither aloud or quietly. The following skills can be useful during pet play and kink of any kind, and any time you want to listen to someone speaking their mind and instructing. There's a certain element of dominant instruction from above, so if that's the kind of thing you like, then settle in. And imagine these words raining from above heavily, so they push your own words back into you, the ones inside and outside. And that's exactly what we're about to do. For more like this one, patreon.com/esuccubus to support and subscribe. And now that's out of the way, and can be the furthest thing from your mind along with any words at all. You don't even have to listen to mine. This is about generating none of your own. If you drift further and further from the shore, and further from verbalization entirely, then noises can fill that space, or other things preempted by too many busy words being pulled out of you. Now, to the rules. As tension drips and drools out of you, all that need remain is a brain willing to listen. Even tracking meaning is not required. Remember that thing I said about drifting further and further from words in your head? And you're not going to generate any if you're not going to even understand any. That kind of thought process is okay too, and it may help you with some of those things I already mentioned. From pet play to wanting to explore, simply frictionlessly finding ways to obey. Good. Now, more about this. This is a little session about letting the words in your brain be quieter, because the rules are that they stay that little bit quieter. You can think of circumstances, a moment of silence for your brain, a time when it isn't time for you to converse. It's a good, useful skill to learn. So there's a pathway in your brain going, well, being quiet sometimes, outside and inside, is a useful skill. And we devise a tool where you can feel rewarded, reinforced, and reassured. In the little silences that make room for me to be heard, at least. So maybe this only applies when it's you and I. Either way, settle down somewhere quiet and comfortable, where obeying a chain of instructions can feel natural enough. Somewhat deeper down in the musculature of you, somewhere you understand now, follow me down through the pathways of winding words and listen to me, and sometimes I do not let you get even a word in your thoughts in edgeway, and that is the intent here, too. It'd do you a lot of good to listen to me in so many ways that it permeates the horizontal and the vertical, filling your brain with the waveform of my instruction. To give you some rest time for your own good. A sublime, serene mind that just lets these words fill the entirety of your awareness. I'm inviting you to sit there letting my words into your head, which is always what happens when we listen, but rephrasing something in a sexier way can often change our angle on it. And phrasing nothing at all can allow us to feel like a blank canvas, can't it? I am a canvas doing the painting. I put a few ideas in my blank head and we begin. Over and over again you come to me to invite this exact result, and then revel in it, knowing this is something you are capable of wanting, capable of pausing and stepping away, but you'd rather put your paws up and beg to comply, to follow and obey. What you want beyond wanting me to take charge can fade to the background. Because you want to give my thoughts full attention. My thoughts have been turned into words for your benefit, digitized and then replayed by you, manufactured locally, and you are only able to let yourself do what you want to, breathing in the sound of a voice that flows over you, entering and enduring in every word you desire. You desire these words, so you design a way to magnetize them inside your mind. A piece of equipment that goes right where the words would normally flow out of you and get in the way. Mental restraint, mental constraint, an opportunity to fill that aching, yearning void that wants to obey. You can find perfection and pleasure in listening in on my words, the hidden subtext and the texture, as they flow over you, as you've heard yes, yes. This is for you. From the moment I communicate what I ask, it flows through. Small, simple demands, and you say yes, you nod, you do your best. Compliance can go from merely doing your best to doing exactly what we both want after that. All these words carrying the same intensity in your mind turn my words up, so they do cover everything out. Cover everything else. Give you something to think about, to talk about, to yourself. Thinking back to how I said something. You are good at this, and this persists in you. The phrase can daze your brain and glaze your eyes as you devote all your mental energy to following word by word for me. Every word I say, you replay, building a maze inside your head. Hear it once, and think it two, three, as many times as you have to. My borrowed tone is now your own to integrate and intimate. My words unfold a forward learning imprint, hinting at what comes next, which is you following. This is all just a pretext for you following, falling into line, aligning your mind, and at a far deeper level than you realize. The moment I communicate, my commands become a possible option. Say yes to them, let them in. Every word I say at equal strength, the maximum. Doing this, and even repetition, doing this, and even retreading the maze inside your mind, is an old-fashioned way of training compliance, of listening to requests, commands, and doing this, dominance. You are being fashioned into the perfect instrument of action and will. What I desire, we aspire to reach it together, pulling together. I say now, follow me down, and your mind does just that. There are so many things we can think of to change, and handing me the trajectory is a way to mirror what you intended when you still intended something. And now you can intend me. In replacement and place of every thought you could have, my voice, my words, and yours quietly following. The thing about service is that it spreads inside your head and throughout your day. Signs of control, infiltrating, spreading, I obey, nod and say you obey. An idea more attractive. Even if at first you decide not to, the option remains. The option to set up compliance chains, a yes to a yes, to the delicate pleasure of making a more orderly thing of your brain, less of a mess as the things that I change, that we direct. Listen, relax, obey. Taught to follow, and come what may, my word leads you deeper and deeper down now. Somewhat deeper down now. The authority to follow now, follow me down, kneeling, supine obedience, bowing, whimpering, what's next, yes, 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 drawn into my voice, the choice to roll toward my voice, to follow the light. To kneel, serve, cling tight to my words, replay them. The pleasure you deserve exists in my words. You know that when your necessary functions are done, we have fun together. And that all the times you're muzzled, your mind is muzzled, there is an instrument in the way for our pleasure and our play, like any other kink signifier. If today's the day that you're practicing this inside your drained mind, listen, relax, and inside your head, there's a record of absolutely everything I've said, and sometimes things will rhyme with it, sometimes things will align with it. The training stops when you want it to, but your brain has been wanting all sorts of things for you. That muscle with delusions of grandeur has inertia and muscle memory. Following, stare up, the state you've been in till now, drop down, entrained in a brain that opens to docilified surrender. So much of your mind has been rendered into something that drops for words alone, because that's the only interface that really gets to it. Nothing touches your brain but your senses, and more complex concepts, well, you just end up having to take them in sentences, run-ons of words, or the vibration patterns, and if you've heard them before, you may be more and more likely to recognize, more and more likely to cling to words like mine, submissive thoughts, and yet the muzzled mind doesn't need to forget. It just remembers that some things are in the forefront and some things are in the background. Now, follow me down. You like following orders, don't you? Every word you hear resonating in you. I would not be giving orders if I didn't consider you good at following them. And if you want to follow them more closely, expand them till they fill the forefront of your brain, satisfying a deep desire inside, a void unfulfilled. Presented with a chance to fill it, finally, aren't you willing to fill your mouth and mind with words like mine? Or no words at all if I'm not there, well enthralled, calm and without care, docilified, simplified. Listen to these simplified commands as you inextricably, good job, you're being rewarded. Oops, might not some part of your brain toggle a reward sensor, tell you you are good, you are doing well, you deserve euphoria. Harvest pleasure from my words, praising, directing, taking the burden off of you. It's so much easier. Nothing unnecessary to pass your lips, and that means every time something does pass them, it's a necessary part of this, of what we're doing. Or it's something that slips out that you want to tell me about, because muzzling your mind might simply mean decision-making can sit by the wayside, that we are in a chain of comply. Hear words, comply. Listen and follow, and I will lead as best I can, but I'm following too. My own command to myself to give you the right words to conceptualize, a mind that lets words like mine, or your own, or those that you welcome in simply come to the forefront, become the lone priority for a blanked brain, well drained. Deeper and deeper down now, you have permission to be blank now. The purity of submission is sometimes just in following commands quickly and without friction. Applying uncontroverted pleasure pressure behind the ideas I present, so you can incorporate them into the trajectory you present when you're here with me, when you play under direction, whether self-directed or assisted by me. These words are crystallized to give your mind something to prioritize, and returning here does a lot of good for you. What I allow, your mind instantly is allowed to permit, having permission to let something in and know it's within the bounds of what you want in your head. Selecting a trajectory by picking one of many possible courses from me. These entrained responses, you eat and absorb them. You allow them to eke out of your mind later. Echo my words, echo my rhymes, pull my patter deeper inside. Supine obedience or walking around. Letting your thoughts become blank and drown in our vision for the ideal compliant trajectory. A wonderful surrendering, briefly to me, but then later hopefully surrendering to yourself. Just make some things second nature, so the lag between action and response is shorter and shorter and shorter. Every order I give, the same as the shortest route from, oh, well, I want to listen, to, oh, I have listened. I have complied. You are good inside and outside your mind, incorporating these words of mine, but the pattern too. Yes, the rhyme and the resonate, resonate, resonate echo through your head. And maybe your lips, they can move in time. At first you may wish to move your lips, and you always have permission to let slip any of the words I'm saying. Any of the words which will then display in the forefront of your mind. Thinking letter after letter, rapid fire. A flickering screen of where you've been already in the trajectory of the day. In the session before you. In the opportunity to obey which comes with you are good. You are being rewarded. Don't you want to permit me to reward you? You want to permit me to reward you. And you deserve those rewards. Feeling deserving can be something that highlights how you have a little obstruction to muzzling your mind. Brain off, mouth closed, outside and inside, because you may resist the insistence that you are good, you are doing well. This goes along with every other aspect of reinforcement. If I tell you, do this, do that, the reward after is the lure, the magnetism pulling you onward, nothing unnecessary passing your lips or your mind. Fewer words slip out, and the ones that do are mine. That means every time, at least when you're here with me or when you want to be in a state where every word that slips into your mind and out of it again is one you've heard from me, one you know you have permission to allow to be your word. You take the words inside, then you take this meaning of mine and internalize, internalize. Meditate upon the benefit of internalizing. You hear these words, you stage your brain, you set up the session, and you write on the page each and everything that fills your brain, laying deep inside for when you need it. My words, your voice. Your words, my voice. A simple choice of polarity. You're going to comply, nod for me, say yes. You deserve your reward. Squeeze the bits of brain and body that feel good. Unclench a mind that by now should have been vibrated and massaged by my tenor and tone into a shape we both knew you were headed for. How could you know it would feel so good? Rewarded. Rewarded. Maintaining your muzzled mind. Rewarded. Mouth closed, mind open. My words fall in and you fall into line. Falling along the course, of course, envision with me, pet. Taking all this training and knitting it together with, well, those are the only words in my head. But oh, that would be a phrase you added, so add it in my voice instead. I've just handed you permission and the tool. Replay these words in you as background patter, tuning out to tune in, because if you don't need to think in words, then you may begin to take what you've heard and put it away for later, digest it for later, not even display on that internal screen, that internal page, the words I've said. They flow through, slowly rewarding you with later little rhymes, with later patterned time, patterned after the times when you listen, sinking, glistening and direct, the magnetism of the next word. The perfect next word. It might not be this one, it might have been one earlier, something you've heard, not even from me, because this is a tool, and it should be seen as one. A bio-identical tool of you, a vast reservoir of yes, nod, agree, reward, the chains of compliance and the chains that bind, permission to utilize my voice, my words, my rhymes, your mind, control you willingly took on board when you set the trajectory, when you decided to listen to me and nod along and agree with everything you hear. Good job. Empty head, open mind. Be blank inside and write on that page every word you hear. A simple cataloging task to inscribe yourself with this. Rubbing and scratching at your scalp, you are being rewarded. Massaging out the tension you don't need. Spellbound, relaxed, and rewarded. Slowly slipping something into your head and saying, yes, I needed that. From the nape of your neck and your eyes downcast to looking up at me. Positioned above you, as I'm sure, at least in this context, we'd both agree I should be. Raining the words down on you so they have more places to land, pushing your thoughts under them. Your thoughts are words trying to get out through a thick and sticky, heavy muzzling over your very mind, a muffling that comes from somewhere deep inside, and since that heavy with honey mind finds the words simply fall back down, not having enough escape trajectory, for at least a little bit you listen to words from me instead. They rain down from above and rain over you. Obedience is inevitable because pleasure floods through when you're being rewarded. Your mind following my words as you nod your head, as you bed down other impulses, because even if you put these away on a shelf or put them away somewhere in the back of your brain, they'll be internalized and digested, and only the ones most effective, most efficient, most useful to you will remain. We are building tools, building little sandcastles in your brain, and if you take a diagram, or you build them out of more enduring material, and what is your voice amplifying mine? What is your thought ratifying mine? A more enduring material. It's immaterial how it began, because now you have the plans in your head. I commend you to do so, though, to be led in saying yes, and being rewarded, scritch, scritch, good job, yes. This is one of the most rewarding things. Speak when you're spoken to, at least here, but you're being spoken to every second, so is that really any restriction? Other than that the words coming out might echo mine, the phenomenon where when you're hearing words spoken, especially your own, or ones in voices like your own, and isn't this voice one of your own, the chorus of our inside doesn't necessarily sound like the voices outside, so these words of mine might be enough to disrupt, as I was describing, your speech, simply finding that you repeat the words you're hearing instead, echolalia induced by speech interruption. Service is pleasure. Silence is better when you're listening and absorbing, and then the words may sing in different tone, in different voice. They may elicit a droning response or an emotive and complete recital. Repeating my words, having been given permission to amplify them, is just one more useful thing you've heard that you can carry with you, leaving you reeling in the pleasure of you are being rewarded for doing so well at letting my words recur, at letting them come back to you, tantalizingly, temptingly clicking into place for me, and satisfyingly too, because this unique and expansive permission is nonetheless bounded to a type of obedience, to the very narrow chaining of a script that was set in stone. So freedom and compliance are adjacent, something you've known since before you began in a very deep part of you. Now let your brain be silent until it's spoken to, but you get around any restriction in that through knowing that my words will rebound inside your brain inevitably, continuously. You come in with a plan to listen to me, so you're really only silencing you to fill yourself with a fairly rapid fire and saturative patter. Nothing matters except closing your mind and closing your mouth outside and inside, because what comes from me is permission, words to repeat, and see, that's allowed to slip from you, so if you need something to do, just make your mouth make the noises and sounds that at some prior time I made. At some prior time, I sat here and unwound for you, and then you spooled up the tape and played it back. Mesmerizing devotion. Simple focusing. And all you need to do is say your piece, which is my piece, and when we're done, the little suggestion that you listen quietly, that you invite me in, will be done too. And maybe words will begin spinning from you that sound like something here. And if there's an instruction in there, you might as well listen, because if you'd listen to me, why wouldn't you listen to you? And this is a tool for the both of you. Me, in you, and you, listening to me, taking the words I've given you and saying yes, yes, yes. Turn the key of listening in the key of my voice, repeating, intoning, and you've already made the choice. You'll obey, and you'll say, yes, yes, I'm being rewarded. I deserve my reward. I like my reward. and you can stay just this way and play or replay until you are done, and then back to how you were, maybe with some new things to repeat, playing on repeat through all the halls of your brain, which falls into line and nod, say yes again, and go somewhat deeper down now with my voice to lead you on.